This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Three Western Kentucky counties are joining forces to better educate cattle farmers at the Tri-County Beef Tour. Hopkins County Agriculture Extension Agent Jay Stone says the county he serves partners with McLean and Webster counties to host the tour Thursday, September 2nd.
We have a beef field day we're actually going to be doing in the edge of Webster County at Diamond P Cattle Company. Jeff Pettit, producer up there that Vicki Shedrick, my co-worker in Webster County, works a lot with, and going to have a really, really nice event for producers that evening.
Stone says some well-known University of Kentucky specialists will be on hand.
Dr. Katie Van Valen, going to have Dr. Chris Toitz, who's going to be doing a pasture walk. Dr. Van Valen's actually going to be working on filling in the gaps of what your winter feeding program should look like.
He adds UK beef cow specialist Dr. Katie Van Valen will discuss forage quality.
I was out a couple weeks ago pulling some forage samples, and we're going to take the analysis of those samples, and she's going to look at what that hay would mean to balance the ration, both for winter cows, for feeder calves.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with five locations in Kentucky, Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Farmers face all sorts of risks in the course of their work. Machinery accidents, chemical exposure, unruly livestock, grain bin entrapment, severe weather, to name a few. One farm fatality is always one too many. And when a farmer is killed or seriously injured on the job, it's not just the farmer who's affected. Family members, employees, and business partners all suffer. Whether you're on the farm, on the road, or in the home, please take that extra step to protect yourself and those around you. A reminder from your Ag Edge.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Hopkins County Ag Extension Agent Jay Stone says there will be a pasture walk and a safe handling demonstration.
Chris Deutsch is going to be doing a pasture walk, and then we're going to have Kevin Laurent there on hand, who's going to be working with how to handle cattle in low-stress situations. Jeff Pettit's got a really, really nice hydraulic handling system set up, and we're going to be making use of that.
Anyone interested in participating is asked to register by calling one of the extension offices.
The McLean or the Hopkins or Webster County extension offices, that would be great. That would help us manage our food.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.